Second, John, chapter 1. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all those who have known the truth, for the truth's sake which lives in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy, and peace, from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of your children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I urge you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Because many deceivers have entered into the world, who do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we do not lose those things which we have done, but that we receive a full reward. Whoever sins and does not live in accordance with the teaching of Christ does not have God. He who lives in accordance with the teaching of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If any come to you and do not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Because he who bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Let it be.